This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, April 8th. Beautiful feet. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 10. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. I grew up in a family that went to church every Sunday, and I remember how my parents insisted that our Sunday shoes should always be clean and polished. As the youngest boy, I had the Saturday duty of polishing many pairs of shoes. When I preach, I still make sure my shoes are shiny. But that's not what Paul is referring to when he talks about beautiful feet bringing good news. Paul quotes a line from Isaiah that has to do with bringing news throughout the land. In ancient times, messengers were sent to the king and to major cities to bring news about battles or attacks from other nations. The messengers often ran a long way, and their feet got dirty and bloody. But when the message was good news, those tortured and bleeding feet were considered beautiful. So Isaiah used that imagery to describe a messenger who brought the good news of salvation and peace, announcing, "Your God reigns." In our world of bullets and bombs, we need messengers of good news. There can be peace. Being reconciled with God and one another is possible. Jesus the Savior sends us with his good news, saying, "Go and make disciples of all nations." We have good news to bring. People won't look at our feet, but they will see the joy on our faces as we share that God reigns and loves us. Pray with me. Lord, empower us to share with joy the good news of your love for your world. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.